RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
If your child is diagnosed with asthma, chronic asthma, what if it's the exercise-induced kind? Does that mean that your child's got to sit on the sidelines watching all of the other children play? My guest is Dr. Chitra Dinakar. I almost got it there. And we're talking about exercise-induced asthma. So, Dr. Dinakar, tell us if you are diagnosing a child and they are getting really fatigued with exercise, which typically children shouldn't be doing, and they can't run around just as well as the other children. In the olden days, they'd have to sit really on the sidelines, and that was it. They didn't get to be active. Is that different right now?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. In fact, thinking back this year, the patients I've seen, there are very few patients who I would actually recommend restricting their activities. Now, sometimes when they are having an asthma exacerbation, what we call the red zone, then we may restrict activities temporarily. But no, one of the goals, like I told you, was for the child to be just like everybody else and do all the other activities. So we would most certainly encourage exercise, not only because we want the child to be a child, but also because we believe that improving your aerobic lung function actually helps your asthma.
Okay, so improving your aerobic capacity, increasing that VO2 max, your lung function, getting your lungs stronger, this is not an aggravant, you know, something that aggravates more than it helps?
Well, it can be a trigger for asthma. There's no doubt that uncontrolled asthmatics have exercise as a trigger. But if you're well controlled and your medicine is working the way it should and the inflammation is getting better, we would encourage you to start increasing your physical activities to your level of tolerance. Now, everybody's different in how much they can exercise. We do have Olympic athletes who have asthma and who, you know, perform superbly. And we do have children who are not able to perform as much as their peers can. But no matter what severity their asthma is, we can start improving the control so that they slowly get back into mainstream. There are certain issues we need to worry about with exercise-induced asthma, which is the child should be well controlled and the child should take the exercise at their own pace and capacity. But my point is that we do want all children to think, whether or not they have asthma, that they will be able to play and do some kind of physical activity.
Okay, so what precautions should we take? You know, if we really want our children to play soccer, which is, you know, pretty running around a lot, do you speak to the coach in advance and say, you know, they might need to take a quarter out, or do you, you know, sit there on the edge of your seat hoping your child isn't going to start wheezing and have an asthma attack? How can you get your child involved in these sort of team sports without kind of making them feel on the outside?
Right. Well, the first thing is, obviously, to get your child assessed by a pediatrician so you have a good idea of, one, their triggers, two, their exercise capacity. So by triggers, I mean if your child's playing indoor soccer, you know, in a controlled environment with the air quality controlled, then your child may be able to do that. But if your child has severe pollen allergy and you're thinking outdoor soccer, maybe the child won't be able to play that much during that season. So you do need to be aware of the factors that can trigger the exercise. Having said that, for example, if your child has outdoor pollen allergy and wants to play soccer, and it is the peak season and your child starts playing and you find that he's not able to keep up, then maybe soccer is not such a good idea and you may want to think of indoor swimming instead. So you may want to adjust your physical activity depending on your child's tolerance and triggers. But with your doctor's advice, I think you'll be able to find a balance. Your child will need to have albuterol with them on hand with the spacer, and your child's coach will need to be informed of your child's triggers and exercise capacity so that they can be understanding and give your child the breaks he or she needs.
Well, and also, you know, so there's indoor basketball, and as you mentioned, swimming. There are other sports. If you find that pollen is one of the triggers, or that the grass has just been cut, so that's probably not the best place for your child to be running around. What about straight and forward exercise? Because, doctor, in this day and age of childhood obesity, I would think that parents just being scared of that asthma attack would be more likely to say, okay, you just sit and play video games. That way I know you're safe and that you're not having some kind of an attack. But just plain old exercise, going to a workout gym or working out at home, getting your children up and being active. Along those lines, what precautions or things do we need to think about? Are there any? Can we just put our children on the treadmill and get them moving around? Because obesity can also be a trigger or, you know, something that predisposes them to allergies or asthma, can't it?
You're absolutely correct. I do agree that there can be a lot of anxiety about the asthma attack, and parents can be anxious when they send their child to exercise. But as you rightly pointed out, exercise is very important for as an anti-obesity measure, just to keep your fitness going, and you know, just to let the child have some fun too. Exercising on a treadmill or you know, gadgets like that or devices like that would be helpful. What you do need to know, as I said earlier, is just what is your child's exercise capacity at that time, and that did be determined a little bit by your doctor's assessment of her lung function, how much can she exercise. Typically, if the child has, depending on the child's asthma, you would start slow and you would build up depending on the exercise capacity. Some measures that are helpful are to make sure your child is well hydrated when they exercise, to make sure that they have a warm-up period before they launch into the strenuous aerobic level, because that's been shown to help exercise-induced asthma, that they could pre-treat themselves with the albuterol 15 to 30 minutes before the physical activity. That would help to keep their bronchial tubes open, and then they could have the albuterol with them in case they need it again. And just be sure your child is being monitored, and you can then slowly step up their exercising to what they're able to do, and then go beyond that if they're able to do it.
So basically starting slow, maybe short intermittent periods of exertion, and then as they build up that tolerance, you can do activities that involve more long periods of exertion. Now, we haven't mentioned stress and its effect on asthma. So what is its effect, and how do we keep our children's stress level down so that that isn't a trigger in itself?
Great question. Stress, as you know, is a trigger for many conditions, and stress affects the immune system in many different ways. Interestingly, stress not only provokes asthma, but sometimes can also provoke this condition that mimics asthma, and this condition is called vocal cord dysfunction, where your voice box, the muscles, the part of the voice box actually shuts tight instead of opening up when you're taking in air, and you get really noisy breathing called stridor that goes something like this. You get that kind of sound when you're exercising, and that is relieved by actually doing diaphragmatic breathing, by relaxing, by decreasing your stress level. So stress is very important as a trigger of asthma, but also it can trigger other things that can mimic asthma, and learning to deal with stress is important. One way to deal with stress is to actually feel reassured that the asthma is doing better, you're on good medication, you're able to do the activities, to identify the triggers and to have a good understanding. And also to do things like deep breathing exercises, relaxation therapy, biofeedback, you know, and having a provider you can call and talk to when needed, when you have a doubt.
Great advice. You can always teach your children medication and stress-reducing techniques. It's all about keeping our children healthy. Even if they have asthma, you can do it. This is Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.